live across the sunny coast.
Try to mix it up, brah. Keep it fresh for the people.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Well, hello, Sunshine Coast.
Hello, you beautiful humans. We have missed you so much. Ellie did not enjoy her cocktails and skiing and Japan. She didn't enjoy any of that. She just missed this.
Hated it. Hated every second of my annual leave. Just was itching for 3 p.m. on Monday the 9th of Feb to just get back. Call us Backstreet now.
Oh my gosh, she's got songs ready to go. She got through a weather without a mistake.
Did you hear the flawless weather?
It was awesome.
Thank you.
Today, tomorrow, next week, it was a flow. Rehearsed.
I know. I didn't actually go on holidays. I've just been practicing my weather the whole time.
Great.
What
it
about
shows.
You?
It
what
shows.
What have you been practicing in your holidays?
Just putting up with some BS from you.
We didn't speak. Hey, guys, we didn't speak the whole time. Apart from I wished you a happy birthday.
No. We've got a chat where we send each other show ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Let's open that up and see. Me. Funny reel. Me. A link. Oh, an interview chat. Me.
Yeah.
What about an idea for a new game?
What about switching off on your holidays? Do you not understand, bro? Because
no,
I understand it really, really well.
You need to live and breathe the show.
No. As soon as we're out of here. I was gone.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I haven't seen you in about 3 weeks.
Yep.
2.5 weeks we've been off the air. We're back on the airwaves. We're here now forever. We're not taking another day.
We don't have any leave left.
We're in the negatives of our annual leave.
Leave or money. I have no money left at all.
Speaking of no money left.
Yeah.
That probably answers my question. You were going to go to Macau.
Yes.
And put it all on black. Remember, that was our plan. We were hoping to win some money.
We were.
Pre-holiday, and then you're going to put it all on black.
Yep.
And hopefully come back.
I thought we decided on red. Oh. So for those who don't know, Macau is about an hour from Hong Kong. It's known as the Vegas of Asia.
Which you didn't know when you booked.
No, I just thought, oh, cool. It looks like a cool little place. I want to try it.
That's so weird. That's like going, I'm going to go to Egypt. Oh, my gosh, look at these triangles here. Who put those? That should really have been on the brochure. I can't believe you booked Macau without knowing.
I knew that they were there, but I didn't realise how big a deal they were. Like, it
the
is
pyramids.
The income. The casino industry is the income of Macau because everyone from China goes to Macau because it's illegal in China to gamble.
Right.
So they go to Macau, spend all their money, and so there's a strip of these massive hotels.
Did
and
you see any pyramids? They often do like replica.
I didn't see pyramids, but I saw the Eiffel Tower. I saw Big Ben. I saw Studio City, the like American Hollywood
one.
It's just everything. I can't come to Macau and not go to the casino. You'd ask me to put some money on.
Roulette spin.
You better believe I walked in and I was like,
what's the minimum chip purchase that I can make? $1.20. Okay. Big spin. I'll take two of those.
Funny you say that because I had to go to the ATM to get cash out and I was like, all right, I'll get out $100.
Aussie dollars.
This is, $100 worth. I'm going to go in. I'll spend a bit of time. I'll go on the blackjack table.
This is not sounding very responsible from you, but okay.
Well, I thought, you're in Macau. Mm. It's like I'd spend $100 on dinner.
Yeah.
So.
You just had a kiss with your partner Dan under the Eiffel Tower.
Exactly.
And now you're at the casino.
We've done a little love lock. We put the love lock on.
Great.
Scroll down. So I got my $100 out. I went in. There was not a table there apart from one that would allow bets for any less than the equivalent of 100 Australian dollars. So I was like, I've got to do this. It's all or nothing.
Did you?
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
So I went to the blackjack table. I put my $100 down. I couldn't do roulette. Was nowhere to be seen. Couldn't do roulette.
Wow.
So I had to do blackjack.
Oh, that's no good. You don't want any skill-based game. You want purely luck.
He dealt first card a 6. For anyone who knows blackjack, 6 is the worst card to get. Then he dealt himself, he gets a 10. And I was like, oh, no, here we go. Because you've got to get to 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
He dealt the
second
hand.
He knows a sucker when he sees one.
You better believe. He got a blackjack straight off the hook.
Right.
I lost all my money.
I think that happened to Hamish and Andy about a decade ago, so I'm glad it happened to us as well. We're in the same league.
Exactly. One hand, I was out. unfortunately. And
right.
For the record...
Mm-hmm.
Holidays have been and gone. I was going on a trip, right?
Yeah.
Partner of 4.5 years.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is the big reveal.
Everyone's we think wondering.
You went overseas with your partner's family.
Yeah, yeah.
In Japan, you've been about 100 times.
Yep.
Yep.
I can reveal.
Here we go. The magic moment. He converts.
We did not get engaged.
Oh, were there any moments where you went, this is it?
No, there genuinely weren't, because everyone was so convinced. And I was like, I just know he's not going to do
it. Of course. And you're going to chat about it. Like,
yeah,
these things are not always a surprise out of nowhere.
Hanjo,
and you guys would have chatted about rings and yada.
Yeah. So there you go. Still not engaged, but I did have a great trip.
I make a big thing out of it, but I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yeah. What about you? I mean, we've run out of time now, but was your trip
you've
to
been
Tasmania
chatting,
good?
Yeah, mine was good. I didn't go through an airport without the dogs stopping me.
Oh, what?
I went all the way down to Tasmania.
What were you smuggling?
Bananas, apparently.
Oh.
But not even bananas. The dogs just went, the dogs were sniffing through the crowd of people coming out right into Tasmania. And Tasmania,
yeah,
because it's the island and they're very eco-conscious.
Yeah.
As we are in Australia in general, but Tasmania even more so. And I get there and we're just walking through and we're bustling through a busy airport and the dog's just going through, basically just saying hello to everybody and not really caring. And then the dog stops. He's about a meter away, stops and goes, you, stares at me, comes straight over, checks my bag out, basically paw on the bag, goes, yep, this guy's got what I'm smelling. And I'm going, oh.
And you've just shaved your head to be a skinhead as well.
Totally.
So you look the part.
I look like a mule.
Yeah.
If there's any mule lookalikes out there, you know. So I think, well, what have I done? What have I put in this bag? You know me. I'm the most straighty 180 guy ever. I'm thinking, what could possibly be in the bag? Anyway, I have to go over to the side, see this lady, and she goes, have you had any fruit and vegetables today?
Oh, and I said, who are you, my mum? Jeez.
I was like, oh, my gosh, my mum. Hello. It's been years. No, and so I say, well, yeah, but it would have been 3 days ago back on the Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
And she goes, oh, he's really good. He can pick up the banana, like residue from days prior.
Oh.
There was no banana in the bag. It had been completely empty, but he can smell that fruit had been in it.
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
He's good.
Yeah. So
what
anyway.
What about the drugs you were smuggling? Could he smell those?
I got him through.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, I go to the Sunshine Plaza, I reckon, once a week at least.
Totally.
Every time I go there, I come back and it feels like I've run a marathon because it's so large, right?
Check your Apple Watch. How many steps have you done? Well, there's a guy who went to the Sunshine Plaza about a week ago. And he did a marathon inside the shopping centre. Logan, g'day, mate.
Hey, guys, how are we going?
This is wild, Logan. Mm. You mean to tell me that you put in 42.2 Ks all within the halls of the Sunshine Plaza?
That's right. Yeah, it was a long day, but we got it done. So I've seen every single shop and I could probably tell you them all in order.
Oh, do you know what? We have a game on this show where we try and guess what the orders of the shops at the plaza, but we'll do that
right?
later.
Oh, well.
Where is, let's test him, Tazzy, what's something that's hard?
Para,
the luggage shop.
Oh, like, I think we're talking upstairs down by Australia Post.
I don't know where it is. Right?
You need to, you know what, you should do some research. We'll get Logan on next week and he can play our game properly. Logan, so how does this work? So how did you get given the location, I guess, to run this marathon?
Yeah, so I like doing these sorts of challenges in terms of running challenges and things like that. So I put up a poll on my Instagram just saying, hey, I'm going to do a marathon. I'm going to do it in an interesting place. And then a few votes started rolling in, and the number one selection was to do it in the Sunshine Plaza. So I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how it was all going to play out, but I just, last Saturday, I set foot in the plaza and just started running, made it happen.
I told my family about this yesterday and that you were going to be on the show this afternoon, and I was bombarded with questions.
Yeah.
Where did he start? How many laps did he do? So I'm going to need I'm going to need all the information. How many laps did you do? Did you know? Do you know?
Oh, I've lost count of laps. I don't know. I did, like, once you go past the same store 40, 50, 60 times, you kind of lose count. But, I got a lot of cheering, a lot of joy in the centre, and all the staff coming out of the shops cheering, and the response was really, really cool. So I had a great time.
How far was a lap of the plaza, roughly?
Good one.
So I ended up doing a lot of laps upstairs between David Jones and Target.
Mm-hmm.
Was about 750, 800 metres I could get between the two stores.
Wow.
Really?
So I kind of cut a lot of laps upstairs and then went downstairs for a few laps as well. And then I jumped around the food court area, did a refuel down there. And I kind of was everywhere all over the plaza, which was cool because I saw a lot of people and a lot of staff coming in and out of the shops as well. So,
so
yeah, it was an interesting experience.
How long did it take you all up to do the 42Ks?
So all up, it was the moving time, I think, was 4 hours 45. Which,
wow.
Yeah, so not the quickest marathon, but not the slowest one. But then, yeah, obviously, there was a lot of start-stop with weaving through trolleys and traffic and filming and keeping it safe as well. So,
where's your next marathon, Logan?
There's something in the pipeline at the moment. So watch this space. I've got another challenge lined up. And again, it's the audience has voted for it. So,
okay.
If you want to get him around him, he's Logan Adams _. Is there a double _ there at the end of your name?
Double _, that's the one.
Yeah, it looks like two _. So it's Logan Adams _ on Instagram. Logan, do you think you could maybe in the next couple of weeks, what if you come in and we do a little 5K here at 91.9 CFM? What do you think?
Let's do it. Lock it in. We might even be able to do it in the plaza.
Oh, gosh. Taz, we can't run 5Ks. What are you talking about? Why are you signing us up for that?
Good call. Thanks, Logan, for joining us. Have a great arvo.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz.
Had a couple of weeks off reversibles, Taz.
It's a tough old game. We're still trying to work out how to play it. This might be your first time hearing it, though. Firstly, welcome to reversibles. It's going to be a catchy game, all right? You're going to be itching for it tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Itching. We're not giving them a rash.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we are.
All right. I have loaded some audio into our reversible machine, all right? You are going to hear that audio and then try and mimic the reversed version,
I
right?
must already.
What? I'm making sense. I was going well.
Yay.
I was going well.
We're
going
to hear some reversed audio. I'm going to copy it, flip it, hopefully back the right way.
Yes.
And we can work out what you were initially saying.
Oh, that was much better.
It's so much better than that.
I've gone with the theme today for today's phrase, and I'm going to tell you the theme up front, okay?
Great.
Given that the events are on over in Milano Cortina at the moment.
Excuse me?
This phrase you're trying to guess is Winter Olympic themed.
Oh, my gosh. This is a hard enough game. We tried to do Hit Me Baby One More Time, and that was impossible. And that's like the most catchy pop song ever.
All right. Well, get your mind into the Winter Olympics, okay? And try and...
Vaughn has done her ACL. Is that what you've said in reverse?
No. Try mimic this.
Oh, come on, Ellie.
What?
We're supposed to be a team here.
Yes, we are.
What is that?
It's very short, so it should be easy for you to...
Okay, I'd like to hear it another time, please. I'm going to need that second half. I got the Heineks.
Every time you sound like Borat. Okay, here we go.
Okay. You ready? Play it one more time and then I'll copy.
Okay.
Can I get a hornier in the chat?
All right. Let's hear that audio reversed.
Not bad. I think it's skiing. That second word is skiing. Play it.
Pretty good.
Is it downhill skiing?
It is not.
Oh.
Downhill skiing.
Can I give it another? Can you play it reverse and then I'll mimic again?
Let's reset.
Here.
Okay.
Reverse.
Can I get that last bit? It's hard.
It is hard. I'll give you
that. I look like an idiot every day playing this game.
Here you are reversed.
It doesn't sound right, does it?
There's a risk to playing
this
game.
Sounds like another word. Is that what you were saying?
Don't play that again.
What?
Don't play that again.
Reversing.
No, that's not. That's too close to a real word.
Yeah, the Winter Olympic themed one.
I'm sure it is. That's what the athletes are doing back at the village.
We need to guess.
What it is. You're going to have to put me out of my misery.
Australia has won gold in it before.
That doesn't help me. It's the Winter Olympics.
You suck. Okay. Here we go. He's failed day one back something from holidays. Skiing. Something skiing. I'll give
Alpine.
You half a point.
Alpine.
No.
Downhill.
No.
Slalom.
No.
What's the one where they do the shooting?
It's not.
Okay.
You're not getting it.
The biathlon.
No, it's
skiing
not
and shooting.
It is aerial skiing.
Oh,
aerial skiing.
Since when was that a thing? I didn't know aerial skiing.
Alyssa Camplin, Lydia Lassila, I think maybe won it as well. We're good at it. It's when you go down. There's a Brisbane girl in it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Abby Wilcox.
Yeah.
You go down the really big slip and then you go up in the ramp and you go and do tricks.
Is that the one where they are? Is that the one where they come off the really big jump and then they just have to hold the flat position?
No, that's like long jump equivalent.
So you blame me for not knowing the advance.
Oh, I blame you for sucking at this game.
Aerial
skiing. Kelly and Taz on 91.9
CFM. I overheard some goss in Mooloolaba.
Did you?
Yes, and I'm hoping that the two girls that I overheard are listening because I am now desperate to know where this story headed. So this would have been not last night. I think it was the night before. So it would have been Saturday night, Saturday evening.
Mm.
We were walking along the Lullabar down the spit all mm-hmm. the way down to that little rock wall at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We got about halfway between Mooloolaba and the very end there. And two girls, active wear head to toe, walked straight past us. We heard two lines.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, "I think I'm going to egg Harry's car." And then we passed them. So this was this is us getting really close. She's gone. She's turned to her friend. They'd had a bit of a lull and she's gone, "I think I'm going to egg Harry's
car." Was she
car.
Being serious or like?
Serious.
Yeah,
like it's
right.
almost like she'd just come to this decision and yep. this is what she's going to do.
Oh, poor Harry.
And then they pass us and I'm invested at this point. So I'm listening desperately as they disappear. And the other girl goes, "You know what, girl? You should do it." So I am desperate to know if Harry's car got egged. I don't know their names.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick these two out in a crowd again.
Yeah.
But if you're one of the girls, please message me on Instagram or call me. I'm desperate to know. Firstly, what did Harry do?
Yeah, we hate Harry.
I'm sure he deserved it.
Mm.
And secondly, did you end up egging his car? I mean,
or
we don't condone it.
We don't condone it.
But if you've done it in the past, what can we do about that except hear the story on the radio?
If the egging
I don't want to play it on the radio. I feel like that's too public. But I just, me personally, needs to know.
We could change the names. Well, not Harry's, obviously.
Too late.
Giving him away. Your dirty dog, Harry.
Harry's with cars. Look out. Eggs could be coming your way.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And I want to tell you a story of something that just can't happen. That has happened to me in the last 24 hours.
Okay. Oh, since you got back from Japan.
Yes. So
I
bought a new suitcase before I left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an expensive suitcase because I'm figuring I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. Spend a bit of money on it.
$500.
No need to use prices.
Upwards of $500.
Well, I had a credit. Because my old suitcase broke. So I was like, okay, well, this is it. If I'm ever going to do it, now's
isn't
the time.
That's the suitcase you broke on purpose, isn't it, to get the refund?
No, I did not. Anyway, bought the top-of-the-range suitcase, took it away.
Top of the range.
Before I left, though, I was in, you know when you're in a hurry to go before the airport?
Yes.
You know how you can lock the suitcase?
Yes.
I hadn't yet set the lock code. So I was like, I'm too flustered. I'm in a hurry. I've got to get to the airport. I just won't set it.
Okay.
And so for the whole trip, I didn't lock my suitcase because I was like, I'll deal with that when I get home.
Okay.
We were at the airport ready to come home and my partner, Dan, was like, "Oh, you haven't locked your suitcase. Here you go. I'll do it." Puts the lock on. And I was like, "No, but I haven't set the code yet." He's like, "Fine. It'll be fine. It'll be just the, you know, 000 is what it always
yeah,
is."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we get home. And I go to unpack my suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Can't unlock it.
No. No.
It was fused shut. 000
yes.
did not work.
Yes.
123 did not work. I was like, maybe I said it when I bought it and I used the code that I would have put in had I said it. That didn't work. So I'm Googling it. The only thing you can do is like take it into a shop and get them to use the like TSA approved key.
Oh, like
on
an
it.
Airport key.
So I was like, I'm going to have to dedicate eternity to just trying every single combination.
Bring it in tomorrow. We test all 999. Actually, there'd be 1,000
with
zero.
There's more. No.
No, there's not. It'd be 1,000 combinations because of the zeros.
Well, I thought, I've got to get stuff out. Like, I can't do anything. So I lay...
No,
I
don't say you've broken it.
I went and... Dan was there with pliers ready. And I was like, babe, this is such an expensive suitcase. Please don't break it.
It
like,
cost $1,000.
I'd rather take it in.
$2,000 this cost.
So I set up the suitcase on my bed and I lay down because I was so tired. We've flown for like 48 hours.
Yep.
It's been an awful journey home. So I was like, I'm just going to get all comfy, lay down on my side and just sat there and went 001, 002. And I was like, I'll sit here till 999 if I have to. And guess what? It got to 009.
Yes.
And pop, popped open. I cracked the suitcase. Oh. I bloody cracked the code.
The master hacker.
I mean, I must have accidentally set that as the code when I was fumbling in my haste.
Yes.
But still, it only took me 9 goes and I was ready to be there for eternity, Taz.
Wow.
Oh, it can't happen. How many people can crack a code?
No, exactly.
Like me.
That's what you get for spending $5,000 on a suitcase.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
If you heard our show yesterday, we spoke to a Sunny Coaster who's gone viral.
Mm.
He's run a marathon in the Sunshine Plaza, Tassie.
Yeah, Logan's his name. He's known for running many marathons, many ultra marathons as well.
Wow.
A lot of stuff for charity, Movember and things like that. But his latest thing is he asks his comment section, where should he run a marathon?
Mm-hmm.
He ran it inside the Sunshine Plaza.
42.2 Ks.
It's just an incredible video. It's so fun to watch. And so we had a chat to him about it and tried to ask him where his next one would be, and he's got something under wraps. But then I thought, hang on. Let's see if we can get him involved in this show and we'll do something in the CFM studio.
Here's what he had to say.
Logan, do you think you could maybe in the next couple of weeks, what if you come in and we do a little 5K here at 91.9 CFM? What do you think?
Let's do it. Lock it in.
Taz, we can't run 5Ks. What are you talking about? Why are you signing us up for that?
Good call.
So, ask and you shall receive, Taz.
There's a guy on the internet, not Logan, who runs 5Ks on weird things, often on the top of appliances. He'll just go around and around and around and around, or inside a bus as he goes up and down the bus or whatever, and gets these 5Ks done.
He's stupid.
He's stupid, but who else is stupid?
We are.
We are. We're also stupid, Ellie. We're going to do a 5K inside this room on Thursday.
I don't think I can do a 5K, Taz.
Well, is there going to be some walking? There'll be some walking.
Yeah, well, there's going to have to be because for those who haven't seen our studio, how many meters would you say? I would say
it's pretty small.
It's, you know.
We're going to be going round and round and round and round and round and up and down.
I've got about 3 meters to work with. So we're going to get dizzy.
And we're getting Logan in for it. So he's coming in around lunchtime on Thursday. We're going to run the whole thing and we'll play it back for you on the air Thursday afternoon on the show.
I've been watching a lot of the Olympics at the moment. You know I'm a big Olympic fan.
Yes.
And I see these people who've trained their whole lives for this one moment.
Mm.
You know, they've put in the hard work.
Yeah.
I feel like this is our moment. I feel like I am an Australian Olympian.
What hard work have you put in?
Just asking Logan if he wants to come along.
Oh, yeah, we got him on the phone.
Watching
we had to organise the time for that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you watch the video. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring my running shoes in that day.
He's going to run the 5K in here so quick.
Is he going to run it with us?
Yes.
Or is he just going to be there for special comments?
No, he's going to run it with us. Set the speed.
Legitimately?
He can't get a pace up. He's like, he takes one step, he's going to have to turn around. It's all right.
We can't fit 3 people running around in this tiny little studio.
Excuse me.
Not only is it a tiny soundproof, airproof, like there's not going to be much ventilation in here, for starters,
yes.
But also there's a big hulking radio desk in the way.
Yes.
So we're going to have to go around.
It's like a C shape. We're going to be constantly running in a C. Anyway, you'll hear about it on Thursday. We're lunatics. We're doing this. Just jumping on a trend. We love a trend.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So I'm going to tell you a story and I'm not happy about it.
Oh.
Not happy about this story at all. There, you went recently to Japan.
Hey. Sorry.
No, you're
all
right.
I fall back into it.
You do. It's all right. Well, I wanted to go to Japan as well. And I was going to do it in a really nerdy way. There's a YouTuber that I like who does like Pokemon content.
Mm.
And he organizes basically fans of his account will go with him on a trip, and he knows Japan inside and out.
And you go catch Bulbasaurs and stuff.
That's right. You go with him, and he does, like, they do Pokemon stuff, and he'll show you around because he's been and grown up there and all sorts. So you get to do Japan, properly.
Cool.
With him. So I've signed up to this email waiting list saying, yes, I'd like to, you know, let me know when this is available. It's any time now.
That you're going to get the call up to the Pokemon
that
trip.
That I get a call up going, hey, register now, you can buy your spot, etc. He only takes 20 people at a time. Oh. I woke up this morning, 3:30 a.m. I got an email saying, hi, in 1 hour's time, you'll be able to buy your spot to the Japan trip number 4, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Another email at 4:30, an hour later. Taz, the trip. Japan number 4 is available. Go now. Buy tickets.
It feels like he's missed an opportunity here to say, I choose you, Pikachu.
Yes. 15 minutes later, another email.
Yeah.
Only 3 spots left. Oh. Quick, get involved or you'll miss out. He only does one of these a year.
Yeah.
3 minutes after that. Hey, Taz, our trip is officially sold out. Thanks for whatever.
Oh, so how long from the first email to the last?
16 minutes. Well, the first email was an hour before it came up, but then once tickets were up, it was 16 minutes and he was sold.
I'll take you to Japan to catch some Pokemons and stuff.
It was 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. If it had happened at any other time, we would have been okay.
Yeah, I know, bud.
I missed out. I don't want to go with you because you don't want to catch the Bulbasaurs.
I'll catch a Bulbasaur.
Name 5 Pokemon.
Pikachu.
Yep.
Bulbasaur.
Yep.
Charizard.
Yeah.
Squiggle. Piglet. Nailed it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Now, I am about to read a very promiscuous headline.
Oh.
There's some headlines you cannot skip past. You cannot keep scrolling.
Yeah. Clickbait gets me.
Yep. Last night I saw this headline and went, okay, I'm going to need to read up about it. The story's not as interesting just as the headline itself.
Okay.
Cannibal jellyfish with disappearing anus.
Whoa!
Are terrorizing Venice.
How do you have a disappearing one?
Right.
So it's there 1 minute, gone the next.
Okay, so what would you like to know about Venice, the jellyfish, or the butt?
The butt is all I've thought about since you said it.
Okay.
A disappearing anus is right at the top of it's piqued my interest more than anything ever could.
So the jellyfish, also known as the sea walnut. Don't know why. Don't ask. Is infamous for not only eating its own offspring, but having a temporary butt. It appears only when the creature needs to defecate, and then it disappears again.
Oh, that's a handy trick.
Makes one. Imagine that. Imagine not having one of those until you just need to fart and a little bit of gas, and then it goes away.
Can people tell? Like, if it was us, could you see it pop out? And then, you know?
I didn't really read the article. I'm mainly just here for the headline because I thought it was a shocking headline.
No, but let's think about it.
If you want to do your own research in your own time with jellyfish butts, you totally can.
No, I'm more thinking about if it were to be an evolutionary feature that humans could adopt one day.
Oh,
like if we evolved from the cannibal jellyfish,
right?
Could one day our anuses disappear like magic?
Don't make that sound.
And the anus is gone.
Okay. Get us
out
of here.
Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, okay. I'm coming.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Now, I recently came back from a holiday in Tasmania, stayed in a couple of different hotels while I was down there. First hotel that me and my girlfriend get into, about 2 or 3 hours later, my girlfriend says, oh, no, don't put that down. Put that down. You can't use that. And I go, what do you mean? It's just the kettle. She says, you shouldn't be using hotel kettles.
What?
And I said, why? Why can't I use this? Because you don't get much in a hotel room, right? You get the mini bar, which they're going to charge you $17 to look at a can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically get a little kettle, maybe like a little ironing board or an iron or something if you're lucky.
A little robe sometimes.
We did have one that gave us robes.
Oh, how good's a robe?
# robe life. But no, apparently all hotel kettles you should not be using. This is according to my girlfriend. She says, you can't do that because hotel guests boil their socks in hotel kettles?
No, I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. And I told her it was a load of something. And she goes, no, it's a thing. Ask the Sunny Coast when we get back. And I was like, you know what? I will. I actually will, because I think you're making that up. She's been told that's basically her entire life, that guests can be filthy, which I'm sure they can be.
Yeah.
But they are cooking their socks in hotel kettles, boiling them.
There's
why?
Just, yeah, why? I mean, I get washing your socks in the sink, maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe, at a stretch, pouring boiling water on the socks. No, because if you put your clothes in boiling water, that damages your clothes, right?
Well, just maybe not quite boiling, just close. And
you've
then
got a warm wash and a cold wash in your washing machine. You don't have a boiling wash.
The hottest you can go is about 90, usually in a washing machine, like the really, really hot settings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no one's sorry.
We didn't have any tea, no coffee, no, we didn't use the kettle at all for any water. And we would have liked it because it was quite cold a couple of days worth down there. And I went, nah, we can't apparently, socks. And she was adamant she was not drinking any water or anything that had touched the kettle.
The other thing about a kettle is,
she said it was gross.
It boils things, right? Which means any germs and bacteria get boiled away.
That's
like you boil water to make it clean.
She said, where does the germs go though? They have to sit in the kettle. I'm like, they're gone. And I'm like, and she didn't understand. Anyway, I told her it was a waste of time.
Look, if anyone's listening now, and they
have boiled their socks
in a kettle at a hotel or have heard of this before, I'll even tag. Feel free to call.
I don't think we're going to get anybody because I think it's just a Gemma thing.
Well, we have planned stuff for the next time we come on air.
Yeah,
so
we don't
we're
need
gonna
you
move
to
move on.
Yeah. We're not expecting people to call.
We've got reversibles coming up. So we're good for content.
So what? Just to confirm going forward for the rest of my life, hotel kettles okay to use?
Yes.
Great.
Yes,
great.
Absolutely.
Oh, Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
I want you to give us a call, 545-11919. What have you gotten told off for as an adult? By a stranger, by someone you know, but you just getting told off as an adult hits different, don't you reckon? I get so stressed.
Because as a kid, you don't know better. And it's
you're
just
used
sort
to people
of,
telling you
off. You do things, you're impulsive. Whereas an adult, you're better than that. You know right and wrong.
Yeah.
And so getting told off really feels like a genuine mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's something stupid and you're like, what just happened? Happened to me.
Yeah, if you're a criminal, we don't want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. You know, if a judge has told you off.
That's not you going, sorry, I was
I
shouldn't hotwire the car. If you've just been told off for something as an adult.
Up for grabs. We've got $100 to spend at Tokyo Taco Malulabar, where Japanese flavors meet Mexican street food as well. So give us a call with your stories. It happened to me in Japan.
Yes.
And the only thing that got me out of it, Taz, was my knowledge of the Japanese language.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu. Yes, that is thank you.
Hi.
That is yes. So I made a booking at this authentic Japanese restaurant that serves okonomiyaki, my favorite Japanese dish. It's a cabbage pancake, which doesn't sound as good as it is.
Yeah.
But it's delicious.
Okay. So I've seen you eat it 50 times. Anytime you go to a sushi place, you're like, is there okonomiyaki?
It's so yum. So anyway, we entered this restaurant and we were actually 20 minutes late for our reservation.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was only an 80-minute sitting as well. Oh, so
you're lucky you're in the most polite country in the world. Otherwise, they would have given you table up.
Well, that is what the Japanese are known as. However, when we entered this place, we were not met with politeness because not only were we 20 minutes late, but I walked in with my big ski snow boots on and I just went... stamped the floor to get the snow off because there was snow everywhere. And the lady, the owner, comes running out. No. She's just yelling no at me, like crossing her arms. No, because I'm banging this snow all over the restaurant.
Are you the only one wearing snowshoes in your group?
No, but I was the first through the door. It was this tiny place. So the rest are all still behind me. And everyone in our group's just like, what is happening?
Pause the story just for a second because I think, Sunny Coast, you'll agree with me here. If your restaurant is on a ski slope, are you the only person wearing snow gear here?
No, so it wasn't on the ski slope. So I wasn't in my ski boots. I was in my snow boots. Different. different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But everyone is in the snow, yes. But what I hadn't realised was as I'd come through the entrance, everyone had taken their shoes off and left their shoes at the entrance. Oh. So it was a take your shoes off type of restaurant.
Yes.
So she's yelling at me, like pointing at my shoes, like pointing at the rack. Yeah, and I just stopped and I said, bowed. And I said,
hang on. I'll be the old lady. And let's just play this out. Have you got some sort of restaurant background-y music, anything, anything to set the scene here? I'm going to method act to this. Okay.
Do I? I don't have any background. I don't think I've got any background.
Something elevator-y.
Or elevator music.
Anything background. Just
okay.
To set the scene.
All right. Yeah, I've got elevator music. Okay, here we go.
Great. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so you've walked in.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh.
No.
Me. Bow very low. Gomenasai.
Japan.
And then she's huh, and she looked at me and then I said it again. Gomenasai. And she goes, okay.
Oh, she goes, okay.
Come through.
All right, you've tried.
So go.
You've tried. Okay. You
literally,
know two words. Congratulations.
Gomenasai. No worries. Very, like a very polite way of saying, I'm sorry.
You switch it around, right? Imagine someone's bringing snow into a restaurant here in Australia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they're very obviously not from this country.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've seen to you. They've gone, she will only know the word no, right? And we go, oh, no snow, whatever. And they go, ah, no problem. And you're like, okay, yeah, no worries. Your English is great.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. I need your thoughts on something, Taz, because I need to respond to a message I've received.
Am I the ethical person? Is this an ethical question?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I just don't know what to tell this person. So in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going on a girls' trip to Sydney for a couple of days across the weekend.
Yeah, the girls.
It's fun. It's going to be mums gone wild because all my friends are mums and they're getting loose for the first time.
You're a dog mum.
I'm a dog mum. Yeah, absolutely. So we've booked this place in Manly in Sydney, and I received a message from booking.com.au yesterday where I've booked it on.
Yeah.
Hello, Ellie. Our property is currently on the market for sale, and our real estate agent has asked us to reach out to you to see if we could have a one-hour window for an inspection on the Saturday you've booked our apartment for.
No! Get out of town. How much have you paid?
A lot.
Nah, tell them to get stuffed.
We've gone for a bougie beachfront place in Manly.
No, you're not allowed to make millions of dollars from your fifth property that you're able to Airbnb.
You think no?
What? You're completely in your right to say no.
I know.
You're buying the place for so much money. Say, no worries, we'll take an extra 150 off the price.
Well, this is the thing.
Give us that day for free. Since we don't technically live, because we've got to have it presentable, everybody's going to have to pack up all their stuff.
Yeah. Well, they've said I won't have to clean it, and they've said that the real estate agent will be supervising and in attendance at all times. And it'll just be an hour. So chances are we're going to be out of the house on the Saturday. Like, I don't really know what we're going to be doing.
What if you had a big Friday and you're all asleep at 10:30 on a Saturday morning?
Oh, mate, if she comes back to me and says it's at 8 a.m., I'm telling her, get out of here. But
that. You don't have the guts to say that to anybody.
Well, my options are I go back to her and I say no.
Yeah.
I go back to her and I say, yes, but you have to give me a discount.
I think you ask for a day's rent back. You go, no problem.
A day?
Yes.
I'm only there for 2 days.
That's spoiler.
That's giving me 50% off.
I think you get 25% of your stay back.
Oh.
If you want to be presentable, otherwise you can leave it a pigsty and go, yeah, no worries, they can come through, but just leave like socks.
That's the vibe I'm getting. She's like, "You, it won't affect you, just letting you know.
Is it a really nice place?
Like
how much
is
it selling for? How much will it sell for?
A couple of mil.
At least.
We're paying between all of us.
What you do, search the address on realestate.com or whatever. It shows you how much it's sold for in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Much it's on the market for at the moment compared to when she bought it. Let's say she bought it in like 2018.
Yeah.
She's making a mozza on it now because the last seven years has been insane, right?
Apartment in Manly.
Huge. She'll be making millions.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, take a 10% cut of the difference.
I can't. It's not within. It's not in my bones.
Take a 0.1% of the sale cost. Like, just get something out of it. If you're going to do it, go no problem. But I think you have to flex a muscle here.
Well, I think if I'm a nice person and I say, yeah, no worries, maybe she'll be like, oh, here's a nice bottle of champagne to say thank you.
I don't think she'll do that. Why would she do that?
Because I've been a nice person.
She's super rich. She owns like 5 properties in Manly.
You don't know her story?
She doesn't live there. It's an Airbnb. We know it's at least her second property.
Maybe her mum's sick and she needs to sell it to, like, we don't know her story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about Sally. That's her name.
Sounds made up. It's an alias.
All right. Well, we know where you sit on this one. I think I'm just going to
ask for $1,000.
$1,000?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
About a week ago, a sunny coaster went viral running a marathon inside the Sunshine Plaza. We got him in on Monday and he was so fun to chat to that we thought, hang on, let's do a fun stunt. There seems to be a bit of a trend online of people running 5K runs in weird places. And we thought, could we do a 5K just in here, in this tiny little room?
So we came to work today with our runners on, my little tight shorts, and we saw if
I wore those, by the way. They looked great on me. Okay.
We saw if we can get it done. Over the next half hour, you'll hear whether we got it done. But first, we had to catch up with Logan, our teacher. Logan, the marathon man, joins us in studio. You're kind of our sensei. What's the other word?
Mr. Miyagi, the wax on, wax off. Yeah.
For how to run a stupid marathon effectively.
Well, we're here. I don't know how we got here, but we're here.
Now, after your 42Ks in the plaza, how'd you pull up? Were you
put up all right? Yeah, look, it wasn't the quickest marathon you'd ever see, but it wasn't the slowest. So I was kind of just ticking the legs over, moving through. But, yeah, the legs recovered all right a couple of days later and here we are in the studio.
Well, a marathon's not something that you just, you know, pull out of your ass basically and do. I'm guessing you've done a couple in your time.
I've done a few training ones, that's right.
Okay. Yep.
So I did the local Sunny Coast, I've done the Gold Coast and Sydney. So
okay.
Done a few marathons.
What's the best time you've done a marathon in?
My PB at the moment was 3 hours 20, but I'm trying to get that a bit lower. So
what's your best time for a 5K?
5K, I think I was 19:30.
Wow.
We're going to be done in no time, Tassie.
Well, he might be done in no time. I think you and I are going to slow him down. Have you ever done a 5K just in a circle over and over?
I'm super excited for this one.
Okay. You know he's a runner when he's excited for something that you and I have been dreading for days.
Do you know what? I went for a bike ride this morning. I thought, why am I doing this? I know. I'm going to need every ounce of energy I've got for this 5K.
We've got a small CFM studio in front of us. One goal, to run 5K in these walls.
Is it a race? Are we racing each other?
We wouldn't have invited Logan if it was a race. Okay.
So we're just trying to encourage each other and we're all trying to make it across the finish line.
As a team.
Okay. So we're measuring it on our Strava. Yeah,
you got Strava.
I got the Garmin too, so we've got double going.
Give you some kudos for that.
Great. Any tips as to how we can get through it?
I think making sure we stretch beforehand is probably key. Making sure we're nice and limber, good to go. So we've got to get these studio laps going.
I'm going to do the quad right now. Tassie, do you know how to stretch?
Nah. Just raw dog it.
Yeah. Making sure with fuel as well. So I bought some Red Bull in for you guys.
Got to
get some energy. So.
I'm going to down that. That gives you wings. It will fly me around the studio.
No, you need to run it. You need to run. You need those steps up. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, let's kick in 5K in the CFM studio. Let's do it.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm stuck. Okay, wait. Where should I go?
This is fine.
You
gotta get a loop going.
Fine. Go, Ellie. You're the safe sitter.
Sorry, I don't know if I've started.
I'm waiting there. There we go. Now 15 meters.
15 meters?
Mine's saying I've done zero still. How's that possible?
We didn't think this through.
This was not.
Does this make it easier or worse?
This was not in the bloody rules.
Are we going to switch sides? How many metres we got? I got 620.
Yeah, I got 750. Is that still
down? Yeah, switch a lap of a track.
Switch what do you mean?
Switch around.
Oh, okay, I'll go to that. Guys, dare I say.
I hit halfway.
Yeah, we hit halfway. Boom!
Yay! Do we switch direction? Change direction?
Oh, just to mix things up a little bit.
I'm at 18:20.
18:20!
It's probably a 45-minute... 5K.
I was aiming for 45 minutes.
We could go for the sprint finish, do you reckon?
Where are you sprinting?
Ooh, I forget what's in here and how many obstacles there are. Because there's balloons, there's basketballs, there's chairs, there's microphones,
the whole shebang.
And we're doing a radio show at the same time.
Oh, there's 4Ks.
4Ks, baby! And we've got a thing in here that says the temperature. It's 31 degrees outside.
Oh.
It's sweaty in here. Boys, 150 Ooh. Meters to go.
150 to go. Let's do it. Let's
do some. Oh, you're good.
It's got a scent in here.
Yeah,
there's an actual smell in here.
80 meters to go.
80 meters.
How come you're not puffed?
We are. How bad does it smell in here?
There's a real stench. Like there's a bit of a smell going on, you guys.
Come on, Ellie. Final
here
meters.
Here we go.
Final meters.
Oh,
what they're doing.
This is
nuts.
Oh.
Hey, done and dusted, boys. How do we feel?
That was a tough 5K, wasn't it? I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't look puffed.
I've never done one in a studio. This one was different.
All our knees and ankles are like, what just happened?
If
Why?
You're my physio listening, Rachel, I apologise. Do not look on Instagram tonight when this video goes up.
But hey, I'm proud of us. 38 minutes.
Not
5Ks.
Bad.
Wow.
That's a good 5K.
That's a
no
good
straight
5K.
Lines.
No
we
straight lines.
We didn't run straight at all.
Yeah, and we kept a conversation going the entire time. So, bloody props
well
to us.
Yeah,
athletes.
Well done.
It's no marathon in the plaza, Logan. Like, you've still got that title.
Different guys. This was really good.
Thank you for coaching us through and keeping us distracted from our aching muscles.
The worst car phone reception on
We're doing you a favour. If you don't know what your voice sounds like when you call people from your car, this is the way we figure it out.
We want to give a prize away to the worst car reception, because when you Bluetooth through your phone or through your car, it's always terrible, and people will tell you when you call them as well. They'll go, oh, this is terrible reception. So let's go down the line and see who's got the worst. G'day, Brayden. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Ellie and Taz?
We're good, thanks, Brayden. I heard a couple of bings and pops when we first went to Brayden, so that bodes well, actually, for your win as the worst phone reception.
What are you driving, Brados?
I'm driving a Havel H6.
Oh, yeah. Okay, look, there's...
It's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, there's a bit of a crackle in the background.
What did you do this morning, Brayden?
I worked this morning.
Yeah, he's got good...
It's pretty good.
You can tell what's background and what's Brayden.
Yeah.
Which is always the distinction. You know what, Brayden? It's not great, but I don't think it's terrible. Congratulations, but we don't have a prize for you, unfortunately.
Not congratulations, I suppose.
No, you're right.
Oh, no, you're right.
Well, congrats on the good phone reception.
Oh, yeah. You know. You're winning at life, just not at this game,
That's
Brayden.
That's right. Let's go let's go down the line now. This is a step in the right direction. Hello, is this Nick?
Hey, come on.
No way!
Nick, what are you driving?
Just in the latest Daewoo, guys.
Okay, and
tell us a story, Nick. What did you
get the clarity through the radio?
That is bad.
So bad.
Nick, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Oh, Skittles.
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 I think he said Skittles.
It's getting worse. Don't go anywhere, Nick.
I'm just going through the back end, and I might drop out, sorry.
he's really playing it up.
He's
you know
crinkling
what?
Some paper next to the phone
it's
as well.
Absolutely
really
working
throwing.
On me.
Let's go to Joshy.
Hello, Paddy.
Oh, Josh sounds like he's far away from the phone.
Yes. Josh, are you in Gympie, but your phone's in Maroochydore? Is that what's happening?
I
didn't understand that, but this is good. Okay, Josh, we're going to put you on hold. Don't disappear on us, mate. We need to beat Josh. So let's go. We've got one more. Hello, is this Luca?
Yeah.
Hey, Luca, how are you?
Good.
That's good.
Luca, why have you called us today?
Because I wanted to. We live in Badgerham.
Oh.
I want to say, Luca, you have the best phone reception, but unfortunately we're looking for the worst. So you have great reception.
No, but living in Budrum, Taz, is notoriously the worst reception on the Sunshine Coast
notorious.
Because it drops out.
Yes.
Now, if Luca drops out, he's going to be in good standing.
So, Luca, we need you to tell us a quick story. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had Nutella toast because my mom didn't wake up and make me my own.
Wow!
Unfortunately, we got the whole sentence. We got the whole sentence of that, Luca. You didn't drop out. I don't think it's going to be bad enough for the prize, unfortunately. It's so hard telling a kid that he's done too well.
No, but he got a sledge away on
he
his mum.
He did get a sledge away.
So
yeah.
I think that's a win
we
for
We have
Luca.
To compare Josh from Gympie back to the original Nissan Cash by Amy.
Hello?
Oh, my
Hi, Amy. Amy's been on hold for a long time, the poor thing.
I think she's worse than Josh.
You think she's... What about Nick in the day woo, though? Or you think he was hamming it up too much?
I think he was hamming it up. I think he dug a hole, thrown his phone in the hole.
To be fair, he's on hold now. Let's go back to Nick quickly. He's on hold, but he did drop out and call through again. Nick, your
hey guys,
phone...
Sorry, I've just pulled over. I think she cut out.
He's so good.
He's really good.
All right, Nick, thank you for calling us back. We're going to put you on hold while we collaborate as judges.
Josh from Gympie, Nick from Bly Bly, Amy in the Nissan Cash Kai from Bly Bly as well.
I think
Amy.
Because the fact she can't.
Listen to this. Like, that is connecting Amy. Like, I don't think you can not give it to her.
Okay. All right, bring her back up.
Oh my gosh.
Amy, you've won $100 to spend at Tokyo Taco for the Lullabar.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now get your car fixed, okay?
Yes, I am in the middle of trying to do that.
Okay. I think she's in the middle
of trying to do that,
Taz.
Yeah, congrats, Amy. $100 to spend at Tokyo Taco, where Japanese flavours meet Mexican street food.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Hey, I recently went down to Tasmania, and me and my partner, and we had one goal.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny Coast, if you're like this, we're going to need you to give us a call soon. Have you travelled somewhere with one goal in mind? Our goal was to see a wombat in the wild.
Beautiful.
Wild wombat.
Elusive creatures, wombats.
We've got them right here. Like, the closest wombat to me right now would probably be Wildlife HQ. They've got wombats there.
Yep.
So, but we wanted to see them in the wild. We've travelled to Tasmania. We've gone to a remote island. We've had to ferry out to Maria Island. Beautiful. Known for having a wombat, like, wild, like, colony of wombats there, right?
Yeah.
We get there. We spend all day on the island. We are hunting for them.
Is there anything else on the island?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But not particularly.
Like, is there a little general store or something?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's some old buildings that when people in when all the convicts and stuff came over, there's some of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's nothing there now. It's you ferry in, you ferry out. Oh. You get to camp overnight if you're lucky.
Did you bring some food, some snacks?
Yeah. But you had to bring all your water.
Oh.
Anyway, we're getting off track.
Sounds awful.
I didn't get to see a wombat. That's the awful part of this story.
Hungry.
And I was hungry. I know.
Couldn't even go drown your sorrows at the local pub because there is none.
There is no local pub. So I went all that way. We spent all that money. We had one goal.
Yeah.
I just want to see one wombat. We were like, great, this will be guaranteed. It's on all the brochures.
Mm. Nah. Did you get your money back?
No, I didn't have a money back guarantee.
I've seen a wombat before.
Okay, you don't need to rub it in.
It had mange, though. It was all mangy. Was like,
you're a bit mangy, okay?
Sorry to rub it in. I actually had food that day too.
545-11919, Sunny Coast. Stay with me, Sunny Coast. Forget about her. Did you travel with a goal in mind and you didn't quite see the thing, get to the thing? What was that goal that you didn't complete on holiday?
Or have you seen a wombat in the wild and we can rub it into Taz?
545-11919. Give us a call. We'd love to give you $100 to spend at Tokyo Taco. So the question we're asking is, what was your goal on holiday that you didn't get done? Have you seen a wombat in the wild or are you mangy like Ellie?
Jessica in Imbul. Hello, Jess. Well, thank you. Are you calling because you've seen a wombat in the wild or because you've gone far away to see something and then not seen it?
I've gone far away to see something and haven't seen it.
Okay, so Jess, where did you go firstly?
Went to Alaska.
Ooh, that is about as far away as you can get. Yep.
Yep, to see the Northern Lights. Didn't see them.
No!
Jess, I have done the same thing but to Iceland. It sucks, right?
Yep. It does.
It's so expensive to get there because I know when you did it, you had to fly there, then you had to do a boat, and then it was a bus, and then it was a car, and then it was a wheel, like a motorbike, and it was a tuk-tuk, and you had to try and get all the way up north to see the Northern Lights, and you spent 4 nights there?
Yeah, about that. Yep.
Wow.
Jess, did you do what I did, and did you kind of just expect to get there and just look up in the sky and see it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. We even went all the way out to, you know, like remote because there's no city lights to be able to see them. No. And because we missed the connecting flight was delayed, we arrived there without luggage. So we had come from Australia. And, of course, that's a really smart idea to wear thongs on your feet and arrive in Alaska with no luggage.
You're kidding.
Not kidding. Are you kidding?
Pick the Aussie and it's just boardies and some thongs on.
Just wandering around looking up in the sky expecting it to be green. Well, I just went to Hong Kong and the only thing I really wanted to do while I was there was this like nighttime dinner cruise with the lights show.
Yep.
Because there's like lights, but we were too tired.
Tired.
We had so many big days. We got room service in the hotel room.
Great.
Two nights in a row.
That's got everything to do with you. You are the problem in that story. But I have got $100 to spend at Tokyo Taco up for grabs if we love your story.
Yeah, let's go to Tamara in Montville. Tamara, what's your story?
So we went to Vegas and we were going to go to the Vegas sign and get photos. And we all got out of the limo to get photos, but we'd had a few too many drinks and none of us got photos.
So you just stood there going, wow, how cool is this? And nobody actually took a picture.
Yeah. The next day we're like, oh, none of us got photos.
So what'd you do instead?
I don't know what we're doing. We're hanging out with the limo driver.
Amazing. That's so. Have you got pictures at least in the limo?
Yes, with our bottle of vodka.
Oh, damn. Sounds like a fun trip.
That was at fault. That was the reason you didn't get any Vegas sign photos.
Did you go to the casinos at least in Vegas? I feel like that's the other thing you go to Vegas for.
We did, yeah. We stayed at one of the casinos there for like 10 nights. It was awesome.
Wow. 10 nights in Vegas.
Was there anybody doing a residency or anything tomorrow while you were there?
No.
Because they often have, like, Lady Gaga just do 100 shows in a row.
Yeah, if there was, Tamara doesn't remember
it. We saw Shania Twain.
Oh,
that's all right.
Sounds like the trip of a lifetime.
Did you get any photos of that, though, Tamara?
I did.
Great.
All is not lost, then. Great story. Thanks, Tamara.
Have a good day, guys.
And now Chris from Maroochydore's called us. Hi, Chris. What's your story?
So I used to live on a big property back in New South Wales.
Yeah.
And we used to get all sorts of wildlife in there. Heaps of kangaroos, echidnas, and even wombats.
No. I travelled, I spend money on flights and transfers and hotels and all sorts to see a wild wombat in Tasmania, and I couldn't get it done.
Chris, how many wombats do you reckon you've seen in your time?
Two, I think.
Two. That's infinitely so many more than
me.
Than Taz.
Yeah, infinitely more than me, Chris.
Where's your property? Can Taz go there?
It's not mine, and it's in Hunter Valley. It was in Mahomet Valley.
I think I'm done with wombats for today.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to bring you in on a story that happened to me on my holiday, Taz, and you have to tell me as a man whether you think it's a funny joke or a cruel ruining of romance.
Oh, okay.
There
this
two
feels
options.
Like a leading question. I feel like my audience might be a little biased. Okay.
Okay, so my partner Dan and I recently went to Macau, which, you know, we didn't know a lot about, but we knew it was going to be a bit of fun. We did the touristy things that you do in Macau. We climbed a beautiful tall tower.
Lost lots of money in the casinos.
We attempted the casino, not as romantic in the casino. But on the casino strip there, it's like there's all these different monuments from around the world that they've made replicas of. Like there was a Big Ben.
Yeah, and there's the pyramids and all sorts. Same as Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. So one of them was the Eiffel Tower.
Great.
And so we thought, let's go up the Eiffel Tower. So we held hands, we paid our admission. Mm-hmm. And when we paid our admission, they gave us a little love lock that you It's huge in Paris, the city of love, to get a lock, you write your names on it, and you lock it on the bridge. So that's what Dan and I did. We went up the Eiffel Tower, we kissed at the top, it was beautiful. Came down and I said, babe, let's put our love lock on the bridge.
Did you write anything on it? Did you get to write anything on the lock?
Funny you say that, Taz, because I certainly did. I wrote, Dan and Ellie, 2026 Australia, love hearts, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Did you know this was a thing before getting there, or did they turn around and give you that?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a planned thing.
It wasn't a planned
thing. You hadn't been talking about it for days.
No, but we just thought this is going to be, this is going to be locked on the Eiffel Tower of Macau.
3 hours before they cut them all off, and then the next day's people come along.
We paid like $20.
That would only be up there for a day. They're cleaning those off daily.
How dare you?
Yeah.
No, if I go back right now.
On bridges and stuff in Paris, they go through every morning to cut all the locks off. Bridge can't do 1,000 a day every day for 20 years.
What? I thought maybe they'd only just started doing it. That's why there weren't any there.
You just missed the last guy that cuts them all off by 20 minutes.
Well, anyway, I'd done my side. So I said, Dan, why don't you write on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I already have, babe. Turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the love lock over. Mm-hmm. And on the other side was a penis. He'd drawn.
Yeah.
A penis.
I don't mind that.
No, it's not funny, Taz.
I actually don't mind that.
The romance.
That's quite good. It's not romance if you didn't know it was coming and it was just oh my gosh, they do this. Oh, yeah, cool. If you'd said, Dan, we're going to Macau because I want to see the Eiffel Tower, with a little asterisk, not the real Eiffel Tower, and then I want to put the love lock on, I'm really looking forward to this, and for days you were like, I can't wait for this, I can't wait, oh, we're going to do the lock thing. If you just 2 minutes ago realised it was a thing.
Yeah, but it's a symbol of our love, Taz, and it's got a phallus on the back of it.
It's a $20 waste of money is what it is.
And now the rest of the world who goes to Macau
for the next 6 hours.
Dan and Ellie from Australia in 2026.
Yes.
Penis.
Great.
It's not fair.
What was the penis did he draw? Was it good quality?
You boys always want...
Little hairs? Did he do little hairs?
No hairs. Okay.
Oh, okay. Was it a side profile or underneath?
No veins. No, it was a D&B. Just a stock standard D&B. Okay.
A D&B on an L.
Okay.
At the Eiffel, at the ET.
Why did I think I'd get sympathy from you?
You asked the wrong guy.
Thanks for listening to the Ellie and Taz podcast. New episodes dropping each Saturday at 7 a.m. Catch the guys weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. on CFM Sunshine Coast, or follow them on socials at 919CFM, at Ellie.Cheney, and at Taz on the Radio.